All right, welcome. You're listening to the Kres Files podcast with Adam, and it's Friday the 17th of January 2020. Time is flying by. Everything's up on my website, kresfiles.com, so you can head over there, and lots of great info going up there, and contact me as well over on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and all those, so easy to contact me and have a look what's going up, so kresfiles.com. Thanks for the members as well for continuing support. It really helps me to move forward here and keep that great website up and running and keep these podcasts going, and as we continue to move forward and break down this system around us. And if you're out there and you hear the podcast and you like the content, you can also become really a supporter, I would say, on my website for a couple of dollars a month, and helps me to continue. So all the information's up on the website. Everything's now interconnected with that website, which has been a lot of work, and so it's up there to enjoy. So please do that. And also, if you have any emails you want to send me about any of the guests, anything we're discussing, if you have any links or anything, just send them through to you can find the contact info up there on the website as well. We've fixed all that, and the members as well. So always lots to cover. Great to be here. Well, times are very strange. Robert Deutsch is plugging in with me, but basically we're both just sitting down right now to plug in and go over all the latest in regards to the Australian bushfire crisis. So it's been an incredible couple of months nearly in Australia watching all of this, and I wanted to get Robert on again to talk about well, some different aspects of all of this. So it's going to be a very interesting show. Robert's going to plug in with me again now. Good to have you back on the podcast, Rob.
Wonderful to be back. Here he is. Again.
Yeah.
Down here. Live from Turkey.
That's right. Well, we move forward. We just keep moving forward and try to piece all this together, because a lot of rabbit holes, definitely, but such an incredible few months, couple of months since, well, around December last year here in Australia, we're just being burned out. So we've had some change in weather, pouring here in Sydney today, thank God. It's just amazing to see the rain, Rob, come down so heavy and just clean everything out, and just hearing the birds singing and things buzzing around and everything being wet and just the temperature drops. It's just been amazing. So I never thought I would just love rain so much in my life. So it has been a blessing. But what I thought we would do tonight with you, because you have so much deep information in this, is try to have a look at directed energy weapons around these fires, strange occurrences, a high strangeness really in some parts of Australia especially. I've been sending you some articles. A lot of people are noticing it. We're talking in groups about it, about the way these fires have been burning. You know, the same patterns, very, very spooky, how similar it is to the fires in California as well. And so these just don't seem like normal, ordinary bushfires in Australia at the moment. We've seen some, as I said, high strangeness here and occurrences that just don't add up. And so I've been sort of trying to pick your brain a little bit on what you might think's going on with some of these photos we're seeing and how similar it is to the California fires. And it's really doing my head in, so I thought we would just connect with you tonight and try and cover a little bit of this, because you do, of course, mention it on all of our shows. You talk about the weather manipulation, these kind of energy weapons they're using. I've sent you pictures where there seem to be like these beams coming down and starting fires. I don't know. I can't confirm some things. I don't know, but a lot of the pictures that I've seen just over the last few days, for example, coming out of the mainstream media of areas, especially down in Conjola Lake, which is on the south coast of New South Wales. I was down there last year, a beautiful part of the world. There's some very strange things going on there, and with how things were burnt and those same kind of patterns that we saw in California as well, where there doesn't seem to be any entry or exit areas of these fires, and you just see houses have just been turned to ash, but trees are still standing. Everything seems normal around those places, but just these aerial view of these square black ash areas where the houses were, and that just, it doesn't add up. We're hearing reports of fireballs spitting at people's properties. We're seeing fire tornadoes everywhere. Obviously it's calming down a little bit now, but we've just lost so much in this country. So much has been burned. We've lost, according to what I was reading today, 80% of the the national parks up there in the Blue Mountains. And the Gondwana rainforest areas have just been so devastated. And, of course, the Kosciuszko National Park, alpine areas burnt out so badly, so much devastation. We're only not even really coming to terms with the devastation and how much is actually being burned now. We've got some rain, so people are being able to go into these areas to sort of inspect. And from what I've heard, they never expected what they're seeing, how bad and how much has been burned in this country. It's really quite staggering. And so we've covered a lot of issues, Rob. We've covered a lot of things with you. We've talked about high-speed rail networks. We've talked about Agenda 2030. We've talked about, these new kind of taxes they want to bring in, the new green taxes. We've talked about global warming. I've been talking about that on podcasts. We've mentioned what we're going to talk about tonight with the energy weapons, but I thought we would go through this a little bit more. You do discuss on your great videos on Facebook the sort of engineered weather patterns. We showed videos to folks how they seem to be stopping the rain from coming to Australia. On one of our earlier podcasts, you said they're going to flood us now, which what they've done in many parts, they've just sent the rain through and we're getting flooded now, and the fires seem to be dying down. And then now we're going to get this huge global warming, climate change push through the United Nations to bring all this new legislation, as we've been talking about, through. But if we were tonight just to concentrate and explain a little bit some of these weapons that they seem to be using in this country, and some of these pictures don't add up. I guess we could where do you think we could start with this, Robert? Because it is a rabbit hole and it's very deep and people are confused about it, but I think a lot of Australians feel very suspicious here that something's not right with these fires, that something has gone wrong here. The heat of them, the burned cars, the engines melting, cars melting, places just being burnt out the same as California, houses, as I said, very strange what's going on in this country. Where could we start with this, buddy? What have you been looking at here?
Well, let's start with the reality of it. The reality of it is that laser weaponry does exist. Laser weaponry, or DEW, as we call it, directed energy weapons, are deployed on military jets, Boeing, some larger jets. They can be sold into private hands. It's advertised. You could just Google Lockheed Martin laser weapon, and you will come up with the information at it. Now, the first thing you'll see when you look at, like, I have on Lockheed Martin's website right now, speed of light protection. But they'll show a colored beam so you can visualize that something is happening. The wavelength of light that's being used in these weapons is invisible to the human eye. You can see what it does. You can see how it's interacting with the atmosphere, creating a plasma or something. But you will not see a colored beam. You just won't. Now, we have had laser-based weapons for many years. I can go all the way back to the Strategic Defense Initiative, the Star Wars missile defense program that Ronald Reagan pushed so hard, and he deployed lasers into space, right? But you will never see a laser beam, because that would be counterintuitive to defense, wouldn't it? If I had a fixed platform and a laser beam coming out, an enemy trying to destroy it would see exactly where it was located. So there's a lot of plausible deniability with using these laser weapons. And I got to say this. What I'm seeing in the Australian fires is exactly what you say. You don't see an entry point. You'll see a no forest forest fire. You'll see neighborhood burnt out or selective houses burned out, but the woods around them are not. Now, I've seen a firestorm video that was going around. It was poor firemen are in this house, and this terribleness is going on all around. It just looked like hell. You would envision hell to look like it was going on all around them. And when they go outside afterwards, you notice some plastic items are not melted. You notice in another guy, in another video, he went out to his property. He's seen a trampoline that was not. No, that's actually the fireman's one. The trampoline is metal, is completely twisted, deformed metal. The engine blocks of the cars are melted onto the ground. Aluminum wheels are melted, right? But the plastic bins are not melted to mush in on fire. Now, I did some checking that plastic of these green bins melts at, they were pretty precise. It said 267 degrees Celsius. These bins will melt. Now, some you might have seen some videos with some partial melting on these bins, but it's only where there was a piece of metal in the bin, you know, with that the truck hooks onto this that collects these bins to lift them up from the curbside. It hooks onto that piece of metal that was had excitement in it. Metals, excitations is part of what microwaves will do. So around it got hot enough to melt, but the bin itself was not melted. I seen rubber or plastic balls. I couldn't tell what they're made of because I'm not there to tap on. But I know that if the heat of air would expand in these things, they would pop. Example, those sneakers people wear that have the plastic bubble in them. We were sitting around a campfire at a racetrack one night, and my friend had his foot up by the fire. Suddenly we heard, bang! Well, the bladder inside it had heated up, the plastic bladder of air pocket, and it had exploded. We're not seeing this happen. We're told these fires are raging in excess of 600 Celsius. While I'm talking, I'm going to type up the melting point of aluminum. Now, the melting point of aluminum, it says here, is 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit, or 660 degrees. It says precisely 660.32 degrees Celsius is the melting point of aluminum, right? So four of those engine blocks, two have melted, and the rims, two have melted. Temperatures had to be at or exceeding that temperature. This metal just don't go to mush any other way other than maybe the Hutchinson effect, which is the combination of sound waves and electromagnetic frequency, right? Because nobody's mentioning the Hutchinson effect yet. I'm finding that a bit odd. So I'm going to actually bring that into the let's think about it part of this, because this is rabbit hole we're talking. In a world of plausible deniability, we have to use our senses. You know, Occam's razor even, you know, whatever makes the most sense is most likely to be what things are about. And also, when I see melted metals and the plastic that has a melting point below that, not melting, I say that something else is causing this. Occam's razor is clearly telling me something is different than heat here. We're talking about, you know, moving and heating specific things. What will do that? Pinpoint lasers. I got in a conversation on Facebook with somebody, and they was asking, you know, the accuracy is just too uncanny. And I say, no, it's not. They could pinpoint a ballistic missile in flight, which is going past the speed of sound. You can't, and then pinpoint a part of that missile to heat it up and destroy it. So they could definitely do a sitting object with it. It just does. With GPS and computers that do the aimings and the person to push a button, or if it's all autonomous or not, I don't know. I wouldn't like to think that anybody is specifically doing this, that somebody is just that evil that doesn't care about life. But when you see people care more about money and things than they do about their neighbors, it makes that more possible. And yeah, I did see that picture you're probably referring to. It shows a what would look like a beam on its side. They called it a firenado. Well, I've mentioned before, tornadoes are an electrical phenomenon, right? And the winds are a side effect of the electrical flow. It just has to work that way because of the vortex that's involved. Lasers can, and this is a fact, produce and make tornadoes. They can make lightning by ducting the energy of the upper atmosphere from 1,000 miles around plus. This is all science-based, peer-reviewed science. And bring down a controlled lightning strike. It can control and make a tornado. And a firenado is effectively a tornado that has pulled fire inside of its vortex. So when I seen that picture of it laying on its side, I say, yeah, that could be direct evidence of directed energy use. Because a tornado is a straight up and down, not a perfect. It's a twist and funnel and everything. This is just too straight. If the photo is genuine, and I have to throw that out there, then that's direct evidence that directed energy weapon was used.
Mm.
But you'll not see a beam. And sometimes you see some people show them, well, look at this green beam coming down. Well, helicopters at night in various planes use a night vision. I don't know if you've ever played with night vision binoculars or a monocular. It has a green light on it that actually on the system that you will aim out, and it reflects back and it makes the system work. So it's very possible that the green beams that we're seeing are being used for vision. You know, because I have seen them. And I've seen old image of California. Somebody cropped it very clever, a white light. Well, it turned out I found the real image on that one. It was actually a ladder truck fire engine spraying water, and it had a light, an actual light. And, of course, the water picked that up. But in California, again, I've seen pictures of neighborhoods burned, plastic bins not melted, cars melted down, houses burnt, forests not, no entry point, especially Paradise. That's the most clearest one. In the pictures of the above before and after images, the neighborhoods are burnt. The trees are not. Something has occurred. I've seen some pictures of smart meters actually on fire on the sides of houses. So that is also an energy weapon, right? It's microwave that it transmits. So I can't rule out smart meters in this, but I don't know the extent of the smart meter deployments in Australia thus far. So I can't rule out that they overloaded those and started fires on the houses individually. But that won't explain how the truck in the yard is melted rims, melted engine blocks, and yet the curbside bin is not melted to a puddle of plastic on the ground. It doesn't explain it to me at all. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't. And I sent you just an article now. You have about the blaze and the metal being destroyed there at Lake Conjola Street. I sent that on Skype, so that shows some pictures as well. But there's some of the pictures. Yeah, I'm seeing such a similar line with California as well, with what happened with them. And it just does not add up. You look at this, you think, wow. And as you mentioned, I did. I have those pictures. That was the campfire I think you were talking about in California. The camp, they called it a campfire. But, yeah, I've put those pictures up.
Well, that's actually the name of the area.
Yeah.
It's actually called campfire. Very conveniently thought of, isn't it? These names of places, they destroyed Paradise, campfire. They make it seem like even in your mind, if you don't look into it.
It's just a little campfire. But there it is.
Yeah,
you can see
exactly.
You can see the houses, as I said, the trees are all untouched. The trees have not been touched in that particular fire. The roads, the driveways are all perfect. Some houses have been left, and you can see that all these houses, they're just gone. I'm listening to other podcasts as well, where there's just no bulky items as well, like tubs, you know, bathtubs and things, or half the house burnt. The houses are just being incinerated. They're just disappearing. And then the bush, as you said, the bush and things are around have not been touched. And this is some very similar occurrences in Australia, especially, as I mentioned, with Lake Conjola. That was a big one. This is a small little community on the south coast there. So you have more major touristic towns where these guys living around Lake Conjola, they'd have to travel to get petrol and go to the supermarket and stuff. I don't know if these places will ever recover, and probably they're not meant to. In regards to the smart meter, I wouldn't have one in my house, but I think absolutely. I think they can be used. I think they're being used in a fire situation where people are panicking to implode houses from the inside. They just explode. And there's lots of information online you can find if you want to type that in, looking at Australia, how even Mainstream media is saying that these things, these smart meters, have been catching fire and causing all sorts of issues. But then I think that when all this new climate change regulations and legislations come through into effect, they're going to be forcing every single person in Australia, everyone who has a house, to install these new smart meters and all this new fire code safety things, you know, all this new kind of digital stuff that's going to be spying on everything we're doing. So that's another tsunami coming. With the controller one I sent you, Rob, it's talking here about the space of just a few minutes, there's fires. It's just not like anything anyone's ever seen. Destroying an entire street, and the intensity was so hot it turned car parts into melted metal. And there's pictures of a woman holding up it looks like a melted piece of pizza from her car. I mean, the blocks, the engine blocks of the car, melted. Yeah, and you can see the cars themselves and everything. You can see the trees around, and this is what I was so interested in because they're talking about 87 houses destroyed or whatever. Not only is cars being destroyed, but the silvery metal spilling onto the ground is part of the engine blocks. So they're talking here in the mainstream media on Nine News about metal, silver metal spilling onto the ground, which was an engine block of a car. So these not are in the photo. So how does this happen?
I've got to also say some of the metals we're seeing here are clearly the rims of the cars. The alloys melted. I've worked on cars for years, even before I'm doing what I'm doing now. You know, I was like ASC certified master tech, and I'll tell you what, the aluminum on these things, when it melts, will look like that. And aluminum rims have become very common as they try to make cars lighter to make them more fuel efficient. Then we will see stuff like that. It's not just engine block melting. Engine blocks can take some great heat, actually. The heats of combustion can be quite hot. So, and exhaust systems quite hot. So yeah, some of what we're seeing is actually the melting of the rims as well, and the parts that go up to them. But yeah, it's 600 and what did we just say a few minutes ago?
It says here the temperatures would have to be
620 to 630 degrees.
Several
1200 degrees Fahrenheit. 1200 degrees Fahrenheit is the melting point of alumina. Right, that's etched in stone science. So, if the melting point of plastic is below that, the fire could not have been a normal fire that caused that. I'm sorry, it's just not. If the heat around there melted that engine block, did it burn the paint off some of these cars? Got to point that out too. We're looking at the use of a directed energy weapon of some type. It's not a smart meter attached to this car. So, fuckery is afoot. Right? That's point blank. You should pray in people. One plus one is two. Kind of that's obvious. That cannot be denied. The melting point of these plastic bins at 260. The melted point of 630 or something like that of Celsius or 1200 Fahrenheit for aluminum is facts etched in stone. And I sent you articles about how hot aluminum melts in. How to do that. I've gone ahead and sent you that, you know, so you can show how to recycle your own cans, how hot you have to make things to melt. It's 660.32 Celsius or 1220.58 Fahrenheit aluminum melts. That's when it melts. Go 10 degrees under it, it will not melt. This is physics. Aluminum is not found free in nature either. You're not going to go pick up a rock and say, this is aluminum. It has to actually be processed or to become aluminum. So for this to even turn up in soil samples, sprayed from the air or in water, it has to have come from a man-made processing. Okay, that element does not exist free, as in a free state, not as in free as in money. So these things, we got to think about in this. When we talked about the sparkler dust, you know, the ingredients of the aluminum oxide, barium oxide, strontium oxide that are making up explosives, if you will, gunpowders, then yeah, We got to say that something process has been introduced into our environment to make things burn that hot. To burn the engine, to melt an engine block, it took a lot of energy. A laser beam will do that. So you dive into laser weaponry. Lockheed Martin has them. Boeing has the system. But it seems like Lockheed Martin has won the battle of making it small enough to become viable to use in smaller applications. Like let's say some people were reporting they've seen these devices being fitted at Geelong Airport onto Lear-type jets. I have not been able to verify that. I can't say it hasn't happened. I can't say that it has. But the fact that it's going around, as somebody says they've seen it, doesn't mean they're lying about it. It means we have to dive into it and get somebody honest enough to admit this is happening. Don't tell them, not worry about getting in trouble. Worry about not stopping the trouble that's going on, because their house can be next. Every oppressor movie you ever watch where somebody helps our oppressor oppress people, they end up getting killed anyhow because they know too much. So they might as well speak out and do some good now, because they're just as expendable as evidently your animals were expended in this. Wildlife expended. Yeah, the floods were predicted, and there's a couple reasons why. One reason is normal ash in a forest fire does germinate new seeds. That's gone with the when we wash all that off. We toxify the streams. You're going to have a lot of fish kills and animal kills from your waterways coming up in the next week. This is food. You guys could have hunted and used for free. If they lock us down controlling the food supplies, as they're predicting food shortages now for about the past year, that the food price is going to go way up, vegetables are going up this year, they've got us. They control the food, they control the water, and where you live, you are re-enslaved without being carted off to another country to have to be what you think of as being enslaved. And here goes the source of food, gone. No longer can some person that's been living in the woods say, oh, the shit hits the fan, I can live off the land. They talk away your ability to live off the land. Your waterways are toxic and poison with the sludge from this range you're getting this week. The wildlife is gone, absolutely gone. And it sickens me to think about how heinous the value of life is to our oppressors, where they don't realize you cannot eat a gold coin and live forever. You need food. And they say they don't care how much it costs. When you got $1 billion, you could raise the price to $100 for a loaf of bread. Your cupboard's still going to be full. Well, meanwhile, our pockets and our cupboards will be bare. It's the amount of agendas I see served at this table, the amount of people that are going to get rich for their own profit margins, you know, to be able to show, look at my stock is good, mine's viable, is innumerable. But yet, we're over the last count that I've seen, Don. It's over $1.25 billion of your animals have died, and I bet it's higher than that. When it's all said and done, I bet that it's going to be over 2 million, oh, 2 billion.
It's horrifying.
Creatures. You know, humans on this planet are just under 8 billion. You take two of them out, 2 billion away from that. If these were all humans that were killed in the last 4 months on this planet, as were the animals killed, 1/4 of the human population would be gone. 1 out of every 4 people you see would be gone. Think about it like that. This puts things into a little different perspective maybe for some people. And these animals are sentient. These animals had homes. They had lives. And they're gone. Fucking gone. And I'm just... I am almost at a loss of words about it. But aluminum melts at 660 Celsius. Plastic melts at 260 plus Celsius. It's impossible that the fire heat was that hot to melt the engine block, but not melt the plastic bin. That was that hot to melt the engine block, but not bubble the paint off the side of the car. I sent you an image of a directed energy weapon used on a car, and you clearly see the hole in the hood.
Mm.
Some of the paint around the hood is gone, but the paint on the side of the car is still there, and the engine's on fire.
Yep.
Okay, I sent you another article about smart meter fires, and you'll clearly see in that one there, picture of a smart meter on fire on the side of somebody's house. I'll send it to you again on the Skype, so you can get these pictures out. The smart meter on the side of the house is on fire. There is a risk of these. I think I sent you the website. I had to switch on the... I'm running a computer and phone to do this one. There's a picture of the fire on the side of the house. I've sent it to you twice. Enjoyed it. And blocks on fire. It's just... Where does this all stop? It has to stop with us saying, stop. If we go marching down the street, climate's striking it away, not realizing that our aims are being aimed towards ratification of the Paris Agreement by every nation on this planet, which is called to solar radiation SRM, solar radiation management, which means they're going to spray us like bugs to take the sunshine away. Okay, we're asking for this when we say take climate action. This is what we're asking for. And well, what we ask for, deliver the conditions for these fires to race like they did, for the trees to explode like firecrackers. Laser weapons, plausible deniability. They'll never ever admit they did it. I'm going to take a hell of a disclosure, and I guarantee you somebody going to court and disclosed it, some judge would lock the information down. Like they locked down the list of the pedophiles in government from the past under the excuse that people would lose confidence in the system. You know what? If you're losing confidence in a system, it's time for a new system, isn't it? This new world order is really just all about the old world order continuing. It just is a self-perpetuating wealth system where the makers of the rules bend the rules towards themselves at the cost of life. And Australia has paid a terrible price for the perpetuation of the NWL. They have. Your country's changed forever.
Oh, yeah.
Your old growth forest
is
gone.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I did another video this week, or last week, showing the line of minerals outside of Adelaide and where they could expect the fires. And the next morning, those fires showed up exactly where I said they were going to do. All of them started within 47 minutes of each other, and Facebook deleted my account. They disabled it. I'm not allowed to have it.
That's right. You're gone again.
I'm gone again, and now I'm back again. I'm not going to stop. I'm like the fly. And until you swap me out, I'm coming back. I'm going to be a pain in the ass. I just am. I'm sorry. I just cannot stop. Okay, so you took my Facebook down. You know what? I look at it as the universe must have a different direction to push me in right now. You know, my information will get back to people. You know, I actually had 600 views on something again after a few days of doing videos. It'll be back up there. I'm going to be persistent. And now you're forcing me to make my own website. And that's in the works now. So within a couple months, I'm going to be posting only there. People will either watch my information or not.
Good work. That's what I'm doing. Yeah.
I've just got to, like I keep saying, we can't expect to use our oppressors' tools to show their oppression without them oppressing us back. That is all. That sums it all up. And, okay, you took my Facebook out. The hardest part about it was I had to find my family again, my mother, my brothers. And a lot of us truthers don't believe when a new name comes along of an old trusted person. So I have to explain the story to them. Usually I just hit the microphone button and go, good morning, folks. I said, nah, you know, it's me. You know, my voice is still mine. But I have to add everybody again. That's a pain in the ass, but challenge accepted, you know. I will not be silenced. I'm not. And I'm more dangerous offline. Facebook, you might want to keep me on your network, because otherwise I'm just going to go around talking to people. I'll travel the planet again talking to people. It's what I do the best, actually, is show up in person. Maybe this summer I can do a tour of Europe where I go talk to people. I'm very convincing in person. I am. I use anybody's computer and show the guilt on it.
Well, you just need like a PowerPoint presentation, Rob. You do really well. You get like put a laptop up there and a screen, and you can do presentations.
Yeah, I don't do well with a prearranged script. To me, that's a boring presentation PowerPoint. I like to just show you what's happening today. I know the work off the top of my head. So I could go find the documents, and then I show people how I'm finding it. So I'm teaching them to fish. To me, that's more valuable to me, just doing like, let's say, David, he stands there, he pushes a clicker button, talks a bit about his past work while he has to look up at the screen to see what he's talking about at that moment, versus me pulling up a map view, saying, this is what's happened over this your area today. This is what happened yesterday, day before that. Da, 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 da. Does anybody have any questions? Try to answer them for them. Of course, if I see the guy in the front row with the notepad and I know he's all prepared to troll me, I'll own him. I don't allow interruptions when I give talks either, because it throws you off what you're going to do, and that's what a troll tries to do at one of your events. I don't know if you ever give him public talks, but if you do, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm.
The interruption to throw you off your path. So I don't allow phones or electronics on during my events, and we will walk around with an EM meter to check. Because a lot of the people that are coming to hear what I have to say are very electromagnetic frequency sensitive. We have to turn these EMF devices off just for their comfort. But it's at the end of the day, I'm more dangerous offline than I am on. And preaching to the choir is not my style. We were raising too much awareness the last 2 weeks. I had one video was over 11,000. I had four of them over 5,000. I knew they were going to shut me soon. I could see it coming. I'm on MeWe as well. I'm under Rob Deutsch now. And it's me. Facebook's official excuse is that I was not who I had a fake account. I wasn't who I said I was. And this is the second time they tried that. And the first time was a few years back, and I had to send them my passport photo showing on me. Well, I did the same thing. I sent them a passport photo to prove on me, and they still wouldn't give me my account back. I don't understand it at all. Maybe it's because my IP address is Turkey. I don't know. I'm allowed to be wherever I am when I use Facebook. And I did prove on me, and they still haven't given it back. I don't know if they're going to wait 30 days or not. But I just cracked on. I just here's another account. I'm just going to use it. I'll make another backup account. So I could always be right back up there. But click, click. We got to show this. You know, when plausible deniability. Oh, we took you off for this reason. When really they're taking you off because you're speaking the truth. You're not following this official narrative. You know, I'm not using the BOM site of storm chasing to prove things because they say the official state excuse. You know, like, I will not. I use science. I show you the guilt. I show you the documents that say they want to do this to us. And I show you that they are doing it. Directed energy weapons are being deployed. They're on Boeing jets that the military owns. These are facts. You type in Boeing laser jets, and you will see these items. Matter of fact, I'll pop you a link to that one as well. Military owns these. They're been deployed across the planet. There's so many reasons. And barium, I got to say, is a great propagator of EMF, electromagnetic frequency. Fantastic for that. And I'm going to do the Boeing laser. Laser point. I don't know. And I'll pull you up. It's the Boeing YAL-1. Directed energy Boeing. And I'm going to... I'll pop you a link to that so you can share this. We're not making this up, folks. This is real. This is real, real, real. And it's really wrong when they burned your forest down. And I'm sorry if you don't want to accept that that's what happened. But, you know, it's happened. You can imagine that a fire engine can not run you over. And then stand in front of it and see that it can. And I hate to use that as an example, or a train. You know, you could pass through a train, if you will. I'm going to show you some information about the 747 Missile Buster. Is one of its nicknames. This is the Boeing ones. It's not just Lockheed Martin, folks. If you're pointing at just Lockheed Martin, you're missing some of the picture. Because Boeing is the one that has the anti-craft drive, right? The TSR-1 jet plane. There's another one of them.
We'll put those in the YouTube video.
Yeah, I'm just I have popped that on Facebook. I'm sorry. I'm gonna. Yeah, there's a laser equipped 747. Boeing Greg. So I've given you some information on the Skype chat as well. Sorry, people at home, that we're not advancing along. But like I said, Adam and I are just going to sit down and have a chat about this. And this is like you're in the living room with us. You know, this is this is how we should have a fireside chat, if you will. Because, yeah, we do all have to get our heads together around this. It's mind-boggling what's going on and how quickly these events have been rolled out. You know, I got to throw this in here as well, that electromagnetic frequency can induce earthquakes. This is a fact. It's a fact. Nikola Tesla nearly brought down his apartment block when he was testing his oscillator in New York at the turn of the century in the 1900s. Yeah, this stuff's been, our tech's been around a long time. They took all his paperwork when he died. They know what he knew. And they made sure we didn't. They didn't teach us about him in school while they were telling us about Thomas Edison. And if anything, we owe Tesla more. He had a beautiful soul. He wanted us all to have free energy. He didn't want us dependent on an electric bill. And he developed like the Warden Cliff Tower for free energy making. Wow. There's a town called Milford out in Texas who has built a Warden Cliff, a functioning Warden Cliff Tower there. You can find it on Google Earth. If you look at the map carefully enough, it's just off the highway outside of town. I've got that marked, actually. So they have made these devices, and they've hidden them from us. They have the free energy. We do not. I often wonder if some of these power stations are using free energy devices inside areas of their own factories, power plants, to supply us with electric while they're sending us a bill for using coal and stuff that they're using to make a to steam up the atmosphere to influence the weather and steal water. You steal water from the ground water under one area or a lake in one area, move it as steam in the atmosphere and use the geoengineering methods to move that water mass across the planet and have it rain down on a reservoir and you're allowed to bottle the water in. This is fact. We can do this. It's being done. You can whip moisture out of the ground, out of a forest, even out of a desert, using desiccants in the atmosphere or pressure changes. Like when you pull a vacuum or a huge vacuum change, you watch a vacuum change, you'll see moisture leave an area and go into the vacuum device. It fills up the dome. This is fact. You use vacuum on an air conditioning system to remove the moisture from the system. Ask any air conditioning person, they'll tell you that's fact. But by creating vacuum, in other words, pressure difference, a lower pressure than atmospheric is vacuum, by making these pressure changes, we can move moisture. We can wick it from the ground. We can wick it from a tree. And we can move it where we want to. Water depth. Look at all those clouds that you see over the deserts of the Sahara now in Africa. This water is coming from somewhere that's nucleating these cloud condensates. So I got to say, we are in a new era where scary tech is in very scary hands. I should call it beautiful tech, because it is beautiful because it can be used for so much good. However, I don't really see much good from a laser beam. It's always sold as a defense. It's always sold as a to destroy a nuclear object in space, where the fallout is still falling on the planet from. They talk about you could shoot and kill somebody with a laser gun now. You can cause heart attack weapons. So it's all used for harm. Yeah, the heart attack gun. Look that one up. The amount of stuff they can do with plausible deniability where they can say, that's a pause, but we didn't do that. Or, well, what are they saying now? There's a conspiracy theory running around about directed energy weapons in Australia. There's a conspiracy theory about fire accelerants and ping pong balls. It ain't a conspiracy theory if the patent is out there. Know what it is? It's a hypothesis. Remember that word? And we now need to prove this hypothesis. And if we don't hypothesize, how can we ever prove anything? Or how could we advance science that they say is settled? You know, I don't. So wrong, Adam, what's going on over there in Australia. It's really. I just shake my head. These poor animals. The poor humans that are asking for their own enslavement, that are asking for their sunshine to be taken away without realizing that's what they're asking for. Problem, reaction, solution in this Hegelian hypocrisy that we live in is just wrong. I don't know anything else to say about that.
It's Well, a couple of things, just questions for you going through. I just sent you a picture of a Yalup fire devastation aerial shot. So it's saying the bushfires scorched almost an entire town, completely destroying some homes, but barely touching others. And you can see by this photo, it's pretty amazing because there's entire houses left and there's others that are just crushed. And there's others that are left and there's others that are crushed. You can see some houses are just gone with the back sheds are completely intact. And you can see there are some burnt trees around, but most around this top area are completely okay. And I can't see where any fires have come in. It just looks like they've jumped from house to house, leaving some. And as they said about the California wildfires, these are the most selective wildfires in history, where the fires apparently have just gone through, crushed houses, left others, left trees, left streets, completely melted the engine blocks of some cars, leaving other cars. It's just so selective and bizarre. And these are mainstream media pictures. If you have a look at these aerial shots, they just do not add up at all. There's a lot of points here. If you look at the house, there's no entry or exit points of these fires. It's not like the whole street's been burned. It's very, very strange. And I'll put those up when I put the video up later.
I'm looking at that now, what you said. You clearly see that it's almost like a tornado when it jumps houses. This one's here is okay, that one here is not.
And you can see the back sheds are okay as well. They're completely untouched.
I can't say, is it the building materials or the houses that didn't let it burn, but beautiful green round trees on the road, but the house is totally burnt out behind me.
Crushed.
A lot of brown trees in the distance that may have been burnt. I don't know. It's it is summer there now. The thing should be green. It's flabbergasting. It's selective burning from what my eyes are seeing. I would have to raise some question. What kind of roofing materials were different? Which houses had smart meters? Which ones didn't? But when you're seeing the melted car, but you ain't seeing the melted trash bin, and talking directed energy weapons or a Hutchinson effect. If Google Hutchinson effect, folks, you're going to be mind-boggled about metal transformation, transmutation.
We'll go into that now, Rob, a little bit. Just going back to the metal car, yeah, it does say here, like, the car's been destroyed. The silvery metal spilling on the ground is part of the engine block and part of the wheel housing. That would mean temperatures would have to reach several hundred degrees in order to do that melting. But looking at Cora today, it was talking about temperatures required to melt, for example, a piston would have to be a few thousand degrees. And on a Facebook group, one of the guys were having a chat in there, just mentioned here that it would have to be bloody hot to melt an engine block. And they're saying they've seen puddles of aluminum underneath from the melted engine block. So underneath the engine block of the car, there's melted aluminum. So can a bushfire do that, Robert?
Well, they were saying temperatures were in the thousands, weren't they? Some of them 1,200. But like I said, that to melt aluminum, it has to be 660 degrees Celsius, or it will not melt.
Hey, what about a melted puddle underneath the car?
That's what I'm saying. It has to be that hot, or it won't melt. It's just impossible. It just don't happen like that. It is impossible. So, yeah, it's indicative to me of a laser deployment. It just is.
And these would be in the pictures, like the one that I sent. Would you physically be able to, in the bushfire smoke, would you see that kind of laser, that orange laser? Some people have been asking about energy weapons. Obviously, you wouldn't see anything. Talk a little bit about this, about lasers, energy weapons, how they concentrate that, and what would be the preferable thing for them to use in order to start fires? Because we're hearing now it was an arsonist. Everybody's lying about the arsonist. Now they're saying that most of the Australian wildfires have been caused by lightning strikes, which kind of covers over what they're doing, isn't it? What do you think the preferred method's been here? What are you seeing as in them being able to light, to start these fires and make them so fast and so severe and so hot, where they're doing that to engine blocks of cars and selectively burning neighborhoods?
Right. I'm going to send you an article now, but about the lasers and how they are invisible. Okay, this is an invisible wavelength of light. I just have to pull my Skype back.
Okay, so the lasers are invisible then. You wouldn't see anything.
They are invisible. You will not see them. I'm going to send you this physics article
okay.
now. Well, this is real science from physics.org. This is it's an invisible light. And I can screenshot my search. It says, it's been a sci-fi staple for decades. Laser weapons are finally becoming a reality in the U.S. military, albeit with less capability and less dramatic than in movies. Lightsabers like in Star Wars will remain in the fictional realm for now. But for, what does it say exactly? Boeing, Lockheed, Northrop, all big defense contractors are developing prototypes. The 2004, the Navy tested a 30-kilowatt lasers. Remember, these have magnifying lenses on them to concentrate the beam. I'll compare it to using a magnifying glass in your yard. When you were a kid, maybe you would use a magnifying glass under the sun, and you would burn a leaf or something in your hand. You did not see the beam. All you saw was the concentration of the energy that was on the leaf itself. So the travel path of that magnified light concentrated on a pinpoint object. You did not see, but you saw the result of it. Now, it clearly, I'm looking for it in the article where it says it's invisible. Because when I put on the search, it says it. I'm going to highlight this, screenshot it, and then send it to you. Crop it how you need. Where it says, laser weapons on the edge of use in the military. They're not on the edge. They're being used. Unlike in the movies, laser beam is invisible to the naked eye. By focusing the beam onto a target, technology rapidly heats the inside, well, let's say now they're using, of an incoming mortar round, causing it to explode. Now, it says the inside, not necessarily the outside edge. And now, this is a quote from that article. I'm going to send you this screenshot I just took, so you'll have it. How do I find a way to send the picture? You give me a moment. I'm still learning to navigate through. Here we go. Picture, add files. I'll show you the screenshot I just took. It says that by definition from the physics.org, it is an invisible wavelength of light. Of that, there's no doubt. Now, I've just sent you that. You can read what I've highlighted. And I sent you the link above that is the actual article from physics.org. So, no, you will not see the beam. You will see the result of it. If it's ducting electrical energy down from the atmosphere, like could make a fire NATO happen, you will see that fire NATO. And when I see it coming in an angle like that, that's the only explanation I have, is that a laser beam or directed energy beam was used to induce that fire NATO. To me, that if that image is legitimate, that's what it would look like. And the color you're seeing is actually the color of the fire. Just is. So, yeah. It is an invisible wavelength of light. You're not going to see it. Period. You're not going to fire a laser from a jet at another jet on the horizon that you want to take out in a military aircraft battle and have them see the laser beam. Because then they'll know where the jet is that fired it. You're not going to do that. It's a new type of warfare. This directed energy is going to rewrite the book. But you're not going to see, like in Star Wars, and you're not going to see like the advertising picture that I show you with a blue beam line going toward the target. They're just using that so your mind can picture that a laser is doing something. So it's advertising. Clearly says that there. And that's from a 2017 article about laser weapons edge military on physics.org. You'll find this information. And how I found it is I put in a search engine the words, are military lasers visible? And that's how I came up with that information. Do your homework, folks.
So this is an energy weapon. Robert, this is new kind of areas they're going in. Would this take over something like, could this be used, for example, in something like active denial systems, millimeter wave sources where they can heat up our skin and things inside of us?
No, that's different because the laser is actually light. The other is not a light wavelength, microwaves. It's a different, but it's still considered EMF. So it's part of the whole spectrum.
It's like a particle beam weapon?
But microwaves are more of the, when you talk millimeter waves, it's how many pulses up and down, how many hertz frequencies and packs of pulses you can put in a millimeter, and how tall the peaks and troughs are of the curve of the sine wave that's used. In a millimeter waveform, they can pulse that at the frequency of thought and make people see a white flash of light and have delusions of grandeur and hear a voice in their head that sounds like their own thoughts telling them things, as we've seem to be happening to some activists this week. I'm trying to give them benefit of the doubt on talking about Max Vegan, and I'm very concerned about him. And I don't want to – I'm not having a hate fest on him while we're trying to talk about this. But, yes, that can be used to make those type things happen. You start thinking you're the one that's going to save the world and nobody else matters, and you're the only one that's going to make it. I say you're thinking unsoundly. Something is wrong. You're being beamed.
What about plasma weapons, Robert? Do they fit in as well? This kind of
plasma beams? Weapon. They found out that light has mass, and if they can concentrate this mass, they can actually shoot a pulse of light that forms a plasma around itself that can have a punch to it, and these plasmas can be very hot. It could go right through us. That's a whole nother rabbit hole. I don't see that being used because that wavelength of light might be visible. But these military laser weapons that we're talking about that are mounted on these jet planes that we suspected of causing fires are an invisible wavelength of light. Boeing has them. Lockheed Martin has them. Lockheed Martin has the smallest one.
Ooh.
So they'll win.
So these laser weapons that you're discussing here, you say if they're used in fires, they are being used by aircraft or drones. Do you think drones would be going into these forested areas and beaming these and shooting these laser weapons into areas? I mean, obviously our forests can be dry. There's a lot of rubbish on the ground. It would be easy to start them.
It's very possible.
Like drones, you think?
It's possible. You're allowed to use drones over your country. We're always hearing about military operations going on. Drones can be in private hands, but they would have to be a large drone to carry the Lockheed Martin laser on it.
Because those fires have been starting in very remote areas and just starting out of nowhere and out of control, moving so fast.
Days of the old, if you didn't sell your land to the railroads that were coming through to the old west,
burn you out.
They either shot you or burned you out. Mm. If you burn someone out in a prairie fire, you don't get hung for murder. And if they hire somebody who has no empathy to say, I pay you to start these fires, they pay this person off and he does his job. If I see a stretch of road that takes 45 minutes to travel, and I see four fires along that stretch of road break out within 45 minutes, I say it's well possible somebody drove along in a vehicle and did this. If you haven't seen a helicopter shooting the self-igniting ping pong ball system that we talked about and I showed you information on in the last show that we did, then that's possible. I have seen some pictures of fires that look like they have been started by ping pong ball. Whether that excuse is backburning or not, I don't know. But they do fight fire with fire. There's so much plausible deniability here that we just need to think sensible. But I can say this wavelength of light is invisible. It can melt an engine block. It might not be able to melt the plastic. I don't definitely see if an engine block is melted and the plastic didn't, there's fuckery. That I can say because of the difference in the melted points.
What's the talk a little bit, Robert, about the what you were talking about before, because there's definitely this aerosol sprays. I mean, always when I'm up my parents' property, which is about 4 hours north along the Great Dividing Range, every time I'm up there, I'm seeing them spraying very heavily over the mountain areas back from the coast. You can see this stuff. They're spraying it all along the Dividing Range of New South Wales, down and up. These planes always doing it, and you were talking about this sparkler dust, aluminum and barium and metals, this fine dust that they could be spraying everywhere, and helping to ignite these fires, and of course that would explain this intensity like we'd never seen before. With, you know, how these firefighters just can't fight them. What's the link here about? What would be the link here with these energy beams that you're talking about? This new technology and this kind of dust that they're putting everywhere, the metal dust. How does that work?
Well, it could be in the fuel additives themselves if it was jet plane. However, the Paris Agreement allows the use of artillery method. In other words, shooting off flares or burning something that gives off gases, because we've seen fireworks that you can hold in your hand, and throwing candles, whatever, that will burn specific colors of the elements that are put in them. Aluminum, barium, and strontium, when oxidized, make a thermite, right? Mm. Thermite burns very white and bright. When I've seen some of the films of the edge of the fires getting ready to come to the rose, I've seen the color lights of blue of some of these in purples that show that these elements are being used. You know, the burn test. You're not going to just look in the sky and say, oh, the sunset's red, it's blah, blah element in the sky. Because you have to burn it for it to give off its distinct color that identifies it. The only way you're going to do by looking at the sky is you need a mass spectrometer to analyze the light itself to tell you what element's in it. So these elements are coming down from you got what you call cloud seeding programs going on, don't you? These are using other metals besides silver iodine. That's it, what we're seeing in the soil samples and hair samples and water samples from rain around the world are showing the bariums, the strontiums, lithium, aluminum at toxic levels. As it oxidizes, it's sparkler ingredients. It's like cutting a firecracker open, and it's been settling in the soils for years and years. Many years this stuff has been in this forest. And as your policy of not backburning, not doing controlled burns to get rid of the fuel off the forest floors, you've created a disaster. You've got an open firecracker just waiting for any spark. So it'll just go off. And I'm not saying it's a jet plane just spraying it. We know that there's fuel additives that can make chemtrails in the atmosphere that block out the sun, that fall out. We know that they've got drones that are too small to see with the naked eye when they're 3 miles up, 5 miles up, or higher. I know the Learjet flies at about 60,000 feet. That's over 10 miles. If you have something small, you're not going to see it, but you'll see what it does. And I showed that these plumes were coming over these fire areas before the fire started. I even called it. I said, you got fire accelerants coming over you. And then, bam, all these fires started at once. What's the ignition source? Is it somebody driving along a road starting them? Is it a dual weapon, like burning people out of these neighborhoods, like that picture we just discussed about selective home burnings where there's no entrance point or exit point of the fire? We know about a relocation agenda into the smart cities. It's clearly spelled out in Agenda 2030 and the CLARA plan. CLARA plan is also involved in California. This company has got his hands in many pots where things seem to be burning. How many coincidences do we need to make a fact? You know, I wonder that very often. But to actually catch and put the ingredients in and stuff means you're in on the program, aren't you? If it's military run and you have gag orders to work at some place, are you going to risk prison to expose something? When they clearly shows you what happens to people that do. You know, they show you the Assanges and the Peyton Mannings of the world, that when they do whistleblow, terrible things happen to them. So that we are scared that that's going to happen to us. I'm sending you another screenshot saying they use invisible light. And another website so people can comb through this themselves. It's terrible that this has been done. It is. It is very, very terrible. There we go. There's more information for it. With the screenshot of what
US Navy's futuristic laser weapons.
Yeah. Stuff is very, very real. Very, very horrendous.
Yeah. And you know, on the ground here and looking at all of this, you know, even if I was just a fly on the wall, just so much of it, so much of this does not add up. These burns are not normal. So much high strangeness going on here. You mentioned a big YouTube personality there, Robert, who's putting out a lot of videos about the Australian fires, but saying that there aren't any directed energies being used in these fires is a guy called Max Egan. Did you want to mention him at all? Or?
I think he's been compromised. He was actually quoting from a known chill page of the known as the Higgins Storm Chaser. Now there's another group that uses the same name because they put it up to combat this guy's misinformation. Right? Max, I'm sorry. He's denying it, and I disagree with him. I'm going to disagree with him. What I'm seeing he is not seeing. He also said comments to the fact that Alex Jones was a fleshy robot. He says the world is flat, which I can't argue either way until we can make a big selfie stick and show it ourselves. Nobody's going to take the other person's information. I see, regardless of shape, the terrible things are happening to plants, animals, and their shape is dire. He says that he got hit with a big bright flash of light. He thinks he's the only one that's going to make it to the next level and this and that. His information is totally compromised. And in his video, he held his hands in the air and a swastika thrown on his hand. And I'm not sure what the information is he's trying to give us about that. So he's been compromised. Some people say he's been threatened. But either way, you got to keep it honest, folks. Until our last breath, we have to give this planet, because this planet is going to take our last breath, whether we like it or not. That's my point. And I feel he's been compromised, and I don't validate his information any further. I just don't. Matter of fact, I did a radio show, and he was on. And he was asked, was there any chemtrails sprayed over the rainforest? And he said, no. I had just shown that day the chemtrails over the rainforest where he was. So my first moments of that radio show was correcting him. He showed me straight away that he was gatekeeping. He was not being as open-minded as he asked us to be. So, yeah, I hate to see people's heroes go down. Maybe people are going to get very angry for me for my opinion, but that's okay.
This is the Crow House guy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Max Egan, okay, Crow House.
Yep. He's in Australia, and he doesn't want to accept what's going on. Being threatened to me is no excuse to lie to people. Just stop doing what you're doing before you lie to people. Ooh. And well, that to me, okay, well, maybe he hasn't seen the evidence of it. But come on. Has he Googled the melting point of plastic? Has he Googled or whatever search engine the melting point of aluminum? And then compare those side by side and use your brain. You know, how much proof do you need? But yeah, you're not going to see a laser beam. Of that I'm going to agree. An invisible wavelength of light. For now, until technology changes, it's an invisible wavelength. Plasma weapons, rail guns are magnetic pulsed device to shoot a projectile down a rail, if you will, or a long barrel. Kind of like those super colliders use magnets to move electrons along a path and then collide them by pulsing the magnets just right. And repelling the objects along at just the right way, kind of like a maglev train will pulse in a certain direction to move a train along. Except the military uses it. What good do they do us?
So what's the basics there, Robert? Before we plug out, the difference here with DOES, directed energy weapons, and these new laser type weapons you're talking about. that are being used here. What's the difference with these two?
It's the same thing.
It's the same directed just, energy through the laser.
One's an anagram. The other one is saying a name of an actual device, but they're all directed energy weapons.
They've just refined it a bit more.
Yeah, you're taking the energy of light and directing it. Light is a part of the electromagnetic spectrum that's visible to us. There's parts of that spectrum are invisible to us. A lot of it's, and most of it actually is invisible to our eyes. And they're using an invisible spectrum of that electromagnetic spectrum to make a laser. Some lasers are, they use elements in them. You'll hear ruby lenses, you'll hear cobalt ones, and various other gases that are used to generate the plasmas in these things, but they're focused in an invisible wavelength of light for now. And I just showed you two physics articles, different ones to say that.
Well, obviously these lasers are not a good mix with our natural environment and forests, are they?
They're not being used in very beautiful ways.
This is a dark force, man.
Laser focus directly can make fusion devices work.
Jesus.
But they're not used to that.
No. Well, you know, maybe certain people, like you're talking about this Egan character, maybe they're designed to give out certain truths, to pull people in who are looking for information, but then steer you in another direction, like many of them do now, you know?
I find, Max, I've always been a bit cautious about jumping to conclusions because he doesn't want to say the wrong thing. However, we've proven to ourselves that the Christchurch shooting was the biggest false flag. It unfolded quickly. We're talking a weapon shooting bullets that never hit the ground. You know, wrong colored carpets, the woman in red person or red walking by like a trigger in person. It didn't add up from stage one, and he says that thing is real now. And he did all these videos before saying it wasn't real. So I got to say this. He's been compromised in some way.
Yeah.
But he has gone through his scruples.
There's a lot of them, man. There's a lot of them. Joe Rogan and there's so many.
Max Egan is not his real name. He said that, and he was supposed to be making a part two video where he's going to tell us who he really is. Well, I don't know why he drew that swastika around his hand, whether he was trying to say the system was Nazis, or I don't really know. I don't look at some things as a spiritual brotherhood symbol. Like it was originally, that symbol was hijacked from a previous culture. But I'm not going to argue over it either. The fact is he drew one on his hand. Charles Manson, when he was arrested, didn't he carve one on his forehead, didn't he? So I don't understand the message he's trying to send with that. And while people can get angry at me for bringing it up, but I feel he's been compromised. His information to me now is compromised and suspect. So I have to be suspicious in this world of games, of political games. I just do. How can I keep it real if I'm not suspicious? And we got to be able to talk about anything without getting hung. I'm going to get well hung for that one. But, you know, that's my opinion, and I'm allowed to have one. And if they disagree with me, that's their opinion. They're allowed to have that. That's their business. You ask me, I answer.
Sure.
I don't want to have a hate test on somebody. Obviously,
no, no. That's all right. That's fine.
Electromagnetic interference into his head. I can send you a wonderful CIA document on that one that somebody passed to me, but it's not classified. Freedom of Information Act got it. About the history of that. That's 140 pages long, I think. I haven't gone through the whole thing. But hey, we are privy to information, and we should definitely inform ourselves. Everybody out there listening, inform yourself. Look into these things yourself. Form an opinion, and if you think I'm wrong, contact me. Teach me why I'm wrong so I can say the truth. Because my own research leads me to my opinion. Your research leads you to your opinions, Adam. The listeners are also going to have their own views on things that, and together we know everything. But by ourselves, we do not know it all. No one person does, especially myself. But anyways, yeah, you wanted to wrap up. That's a good time for me because I'm kind of pacing the floor a bit. Too much coffee.
Don't want to get you overexcited, Robert, but yeah, we'll continue soon as we know more and we we get more information through and this starts to settle, we can start to see the agenda behind these fires and why it's really happening rear its ugly face. And as I've said many times, we are going to get slammed with climate change propaganda as this comes through to this country. I think, as I said to you before, Robert, I think we were made an example of, and I think we were used to bring this model in and be the model to the world for climate change and clean energy and have this clean, green, perfect image. There's definitely stuff going to happen here. Smart cities, smart rail, smart technology, all this stuff is going to be put into here and trialed. They're going to show the world how we do it here. And I think the gloves are off. I think that, the time's up. And I think that this climate change madness has to be pushed through now because it's not going through quick enough. And they needed a big kind of event, a false flag event that they do. But this was a different one indeed because it was absolutely horrific. They burnt us absolutely out. They have humiliated us. They have burnt our country. They have ruined it. Many, many parts of Australia will never, ever, ever recover. We have complete, total, utter devastation that you would not believe. They're even getting bushfire smoke in South America, and they're now saying it's going to circle the globe, if you believe in the round earth. But it's coming back, all the way back around. People in New Zealand are getting it. It is horrifying. We are absolutely, we just can't get burnt anymore. They've really shown us, and and now they're going to use us as a model to sell this climate change scam and redistribute all their wealth and rip us off. That's all what it's about, and we have to keep an eye on it. That's all we can do, and report the truth and keep talking about what we're seeing and be honest about it, as you said, Robert. If we're wrong, tell us. Please let us know your messages and information and links. Let us know. Send us emails. Comment on the YouTube video. We're just trying to find out more and more as we progress forward to find out what the hell's going on here. But I feel like we've gone through a very important part tonight, so I'm glad we did that.
Yeah, me too. Big love, everybody out there. And, try to stay safe. Be vigilant. You know, united we stand, together we own. That's really all I got to say about that.
That's big right. Love, people. Yeah. Yeah, we have to stay positive, Robert, and stay positive and keep doing your great work. And I know it's hard times. It's hard time for us here in Australia on the ground, but we have to keep moving forward and expose this system to as many people as we can so they can understand what's going on. And keep doing your good work. Keep doing all your videos as much as you can. And most importantly, like myself, keep being a pain in the ass and a thorn in the side.
Yep. From one pain in the ass to the other. Big love. Love talking with you, Adam. Chat with you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Peace out.